This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. At a special meeting of the Campbell County Commission last week, it was decided that the commission would hold a special meeting this Thursday to determine who would fill the vacancy on the board left by Deej Reardon's sudden departure. According to County 17, Del Shellstad called for the special meeting, and whoever the commissioners choose will occupy a seat that expires at the end of this year and will have to run in the fall of 2022 election to maintain their seat for a full four-year term. At their meeting last week, the Gillette City Council voted to authorize a third-party investigation into the former city administrator's allegations against former and current city leaders. The council chose Michael R. O'Donnell and Donna A. Murray, both former state assistant attorneys general, to conduct an independent investigation into text messages between Patrick Davidson and former Mayor Louise Carter King. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After an employee survey that saw over half of those responding saying they felt they weren't being paid fairly, the Campbell County Commissioners have put out their budget goals for the year, which includes making sure that employees are a top priority for the fiscal year. At the end of last year, the Compensation Committee recommended a one-time payment of $1,800 to full-time employees, which they received in their second paycheck of this month. According to Commissioner Rusty Bell, the last couple of years have been hard on everyone, but things are looking up, and if the county valuation moves forward, hopefully the Compensation Committee will be able to recommend wage increases for county employees. There were three separate incidents involving students and tobacco products last week, where the Gillette PD seized vaping products on school property. All students were 17 years of age or younger. All will be ticketed for possession of tobacco products, and the 17-year-old for possession of alcohol. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.